Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the Art of Going Your Own Way. I hope you gentlemen find this evening good, this day good, whatever. I'm recording this at 10 o'clock on, what fucking day is it? Monday. You guys know me. I don't keep track of the fucking days. It's another day. So I sit here and I watch a few things, and, you know, evil is never relenting. It will keep going on and on and on. I sit here and I look at my life and I go, holy Christmas. It's going to be interesting. Will I have the strength when it comes down to it to not forsake? Or will I be like Peter, who before the cock crows will deny Jesus three times? I sit here and I go, God. I look at my life and I've been a coward in my life. I have fear. Oh, shit. Even a few things made me jump lately. And I sit there and I reason after the fact. I'm like, why'd you jump at that? Well, we all got our own lives to live. It's interesting. I grabbed the Bible today and I pulled it open. And what did I frickin' pull open again? I'm setting down the phone here a second and I'm going to grab it. Ezekiel 33. Let me see if I can pull this up in relatively quick fashion here. If I can't, I will give you the gist of it pretty darn quick. Ezekiel 33, the watchman, to be the watchman, to sound the alarm. I literally, I don't know if you can hear that, fanned through the book. And what did I arrive at? I arrived at Ezekiel 33 yet again. The prophet, a watchman. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, speak thus to your countrymen. When I bring the sword against a country, and the people of the country select one of their numbers to be their watchman, and the watchman, pardon my language, I've had a few drinky drinks tonight. I'm not going to edit this. You guys are getting it full on the way it is. Went out, had a few drinks. I'll tell you about the car later. Doesn't fucking matter in the big scheme of things, but good news. When I bring the sword against a country, and the people of this country select one of their numbers to be their watchman, and the watchman, seeing the sword coming against the country, blows the trumpet against the country, blows the trumpet to warn the people. Anyone hearing but not heeding the warning of the trumpet, and therefore slain by the sword that comes against him, shall be responsible for his own death. He heard the trumpet blast, yet he refused to take the warning. He is responsible for his own death, for had he taken the warning, he would have escaped with his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and fails to blow the warning trumpet so that the sword comes against and takes anyone, I will hold the watchman responsible for that person's death. even though that person is taken because of his own sin. Now, this goes on. Again, read Ezekiel 33. It's up to you. It's up to you. This, you may have heard this before. This is not a battle of flesh and bone. This is a battle of the spirit. Are you free? Or are you condemned to be controlled by others of flesh, acting from what the spirit tells them? Now, mind you, the spirit, it's what spirit you listen to. I sit here and I go to myself, holy shit, time for your buddy Tao Gyal grows short. My folks, my mother, she has some serious issues now. My father, they are not long for this world. It is what it is. They have lived a long, long life. My father is in his 80s, mid, heading toward the late. My mother is getting into her 80s. There you go. I look at my life and I'm like, dear God, please bless me with a swift death at an age where I can still do things, but it's on the waning side. I don't know what to tell you. You know what? I'll go into a conversation I had. Your buddy, for all intensive purposes, just call him white, white European, and hate me for that. Hate me because I'm a white European. Although I am a mixed blood, I do have native in me, but that's all right. I respect the native side. I was at the watering hole last night, and there were a couple black gentlemen there. A older man and a younger man. The older man was the uncle to the younger man. I had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with both of those people. And you know what? The younger man, who is also the same constellation sign as I won't reveal that, but it's interesting because we see life the same way. There is something to be said about that. This guy, he's black. Let's just say I'm white. We had about a half an hour conversation. This guy came up, he shook my hand, and he hugged me twice. It was very nice. Because you know what it is? It's not a black-white thing. It's not an Asian-white. It's not an Asian-black. It's not any of this. It's brothers in Christ. It's brothers in a foundation of living life. I don't know if you guys see this out there. Yes, I'm having a cigarette. The thing that will eventually kill me if government doesn't democide me first. I don't see color. Oh, I joke around. Crimson will attest to that. Hey, what are little Mexican babies called? Beanies? Yeah, that's for you, buddy. Listen, I joke around. I don't mean it. I have no malice in my heart. The only malice that I carry is against those that have done me wrong. And I sit here and I go, oh, man, I try to negate the feelings of going out there and being proactive and basically taking out these motherfuckers for a nice dinner and having a conversation with them. Read what you will into that. But I'm preaching to the choir. Those that listen all the time, you've heard me. I'm a fallible man. I'm just some fucking guy out here in the wilderness, spouting off from the mountaintops. I'm not trying to steer you wrong. I'm trying to make you realize that you have a purpose to serve. What that is, I got no fucking clue. No clue at all. But I tell you this. What is it? Romans 13 something. All things come together for the good of God. You play your part. Yes, I get it. Well, you know, if God was omnipotent, and we wouldn't even have to go through this shit anyways. We're still going through it. It is what it is. You either live with a strong foundation. Now, your buddy Taugio is going to tell you a few things here in a minute. And you're going to go, you're fucked. You're a hypocrite. Well, maybe. But again, your buddy is still learning life. Okay? I am not a non-sinner. I sin all the time. I go through life and I try to live it to the fullness, but yet still try not to fuck other people over and try to, you know what? I won't fuck people over. To my own detriment, I won't. And that will be my downfall. Now, with all that bullshit said, even though it's not bullshit, with all that said, I'm going to go into a few other things. You know me, those of you that have been listening for a long time, I fucking zigzag up, down, left, right. What is this guy talking about? You can't even follow him. He's fucked in the head. Well, maybe I am. But anyways, let's see. So, my mechanic buddy, sidetrack, going off into this right now. My mechanic buddy. I got some fucking cool news. So my mechanic buddy, he's got this storage shed. It's huge. He rents it. And he's got tons of shit in there. Shit that he's had in there for like 10, 15 years. You might look at this guy and you might go, you're a fucking hoarder, dude. Well, I'm willing to help out. Fuck, I don't care, man. Yes, I want my car done. But you know what? If it helps speed things up, I'm willing to dive in and get some shit done. My buddy and I, we moved about 5,000-6,000 pounds of steel and brought it to a recycling place. Then we got together. This is after we dropped the new engine into the car. Yes, Plan B engine. My current block, the original engine, fucker hasn't even, it's in line to be done, and the heads are a little fucked. But the guy's got heads, and he's going to be working on them. So, I'm going to, yes, let me, how can I say this? I paid $1,200. I got a great engine, dropped it into the car. Over the weekend, we put it all back together. New clutch, resurfaced flywheel. It's in good shape. The car starts right away. It's awesome. Now, where we're going with this. The original engine, the manifold, has a rebuilt carburetor on it, which is in a hell of a lot better condition than the carb on the Edelbrock manifold. We are going to be swapping out and putting on the original engine manifold with the rebuilt carb. Going to be putting on the original chrome valve covers. It's going to be nice. It's going to be beautiful. Then we're going to put in the brand new Hurst shifter. We put in the original shifter just to get the car moving. Next week, I have an appointment. Dual exhaust going in. Brand new all the way through. By the way, I may or may not post some videos that I've made of just working on this vehicle. The underneath of that car is so pristine. It shines. He told me that. I got under there. I crawled under there what I could when it was on the ground. I'm like, well, this is pretty nice. It's not bad. I don't see any rust. When you get that fucker up on the lift and you walk underneath it, you're like, holy crap. This frame is pristine. Pristine. Yeah, there's a few ripples in some of the door panels. And there's a few tiny bits of rust on the exterior. But I swear, the underneath of it is like almost like the day it rolled off the factory line. For God's sakes, it is beautiful under there. There is no rust underneath. It all has the undercoating that it had when it rolled off the floor. Anyways, sitting here talking about material things. Your buddy Tao Gao, within the next week and a half, is going to have a fully functional Death Star. So, now, with that said, oh, if everything holds. You've been fucking talking about this car for so fucking long. It's fucking bullshit. It probably isn't even real. Oh, it's real. And work's being done. But you know what? All good things come in the time that they come. I've had to wait for things. Because, you know, money doesn't move the world in some respects. You can say, hey, I'll give you an extra $50-$100 if you can get that done. Yeah, some shit don't move. So, patience is a virtue. And what do you get by practicing patience? More patience. Now, let's talk about a couple other things here in your buddy's life. Not that you fucking care, but I'm going to tell you anyways. Because I ain't long for this world, but that's all right. So, I continue to see Widow. I like Widow. She's a good woman. We have a good time together. Is Widow who your buddy Tao Gao is going to tie the knot with and have in a happy end ever after life? No. No, I'm not. I will spend time with this woman, enjoy her company. I've told her so many times, you need to run. You got to run. Run, because I might not be the right man for you. I have a different point of view, which is why Blondie and I aren't together. Because she wanted Mr. She wanted what she thought would be stable. And it finally came out in the end. You know, you guys have heard this shit before. Her child is the number one. Now, I get her child has some needs. But you'll never be number one at all. Ever. Ever with a single mother. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about that deal. Sad. So sad. Best sex ever that I ever had. But you know what? Your buddy Taugio's man enough to realize and awake enough to realize that you don't get pussy whipped over a woman. We had some great times together. Sex was awesome. I'm seeing Widow now. But you know, your buddy Taugio is going over to a place where there's another one that she likes him, and I can tell she likes him, as in Taugio. And boy, your buddy Taugio's interested in that. Younger. Quite a bit younger than your buddy Taugio. But, you know, I have my opening. Tomorrow, I've been around this woman quite a bit. I know she's single right now. You're a fucking PUA. No. I'm just telling you about life. You guys go jerk off to a fucking magazine. I don't give a shit. I'm living my life. You're gonna get yourself in trouble and you're gonna... Fuck you. Fuck off. You know what? Fuck the monks. Fuck them. You're afraid. Just get out there and live life. Oh my God, he's a PUA. Attack me all you want. I'm living my life. Yes, if you want, listen, your buddy Taugio realizes that, and I'm going to light a cigarette right now, because I'm not long for this world. Your buddy Taugio realizes that he's not long for this world. I want to have some enjoyment in life. You're not a Christian with that kind of talk. Really? Cast that first stone at your buddy Taugio. I'll take the slings and arrows. Lord knows I've taken enough. Oh, by the way, I got a phone call on Friday. Well, I was over at the watering hole, so it went right to voicemail. I couldn't fucking hear it. Your buddy's almost deaf as it is at his age, for God's sakes. Too much loud music when I was younger. Guess who fucking called me? And guess who wanted something from me? Oh, no, it's not Blondie. It's Red. Red wanted something from me. I haven't responded, won't respond. As far as I'm concerned, in the past, never dredging it up again. Like I said, coughing up blood was probably the best thing for me. It allowed me to basically say and let go of everything in my past. To not hold on to anything anymore. That fucking whore, she calls me up. She wanted something from me. She wanted me to do something for her. No. It was the, I'm just calling to see how you're doing, and I'm just wondering if if you're a good patriot and you wanted to do something that you could blah, blah, blah. No. You got your own fucking battle to fight. I ain't fighting your battle. I got my own battles to fight. But this battle is the bigger picture. I don't fucking care what picture it is. You picked your battle, you fight it. You didn't give me any kind of fucking... Why would I be the Calvary for you? Why? You got the Jezebel spirit in you. Now, anyways, sidetrack, change things. Your buddy Taogyao is going to a place that, not by my choice, I've been told to go there. And guess who's there? Young. A lot younger than your buddy Taogyao. Likes your buddy Taogyao. Cute. We'll see what happens tomorrow. I think I'm going to make the move. I think I'm going to have a little conversation. But we'll see what happens. Who knows? I don't fucking care. My life is pretty much over anyways. With the way the world is going, you know, again, to recap, for any of you fucking new guys out here that don't know, or you, this guy just fucking talks. I have conversations, mainly with myself, but I'm talking to you. I got myself an old muscle car. I'm fixing it up right now. I'm an older man. I've been divorced. I'm on about six and a half, somewhere in there, years of divorce. My children are alienated from me. My cunt of an ex-wife was a narcissist. And I don't talk to my children. They don't talk to me. Well, I try to reach out to my children every once in a while, but they want nothing to do with me. So your buddy Taogyao is at the point in time where it's like, you know what? I've cried all the tears I'm going to cry. I've tried to say, hey, what are you doing? I want to be a part of your life. They don't want to be a part of my life. They don't want me to be a part of their life. So it's done. That's in the past. Like I said, coughing up blood. Thinking that that might be the last day I'm here was probably the best thing that could have happened to me. Oh, if you look at some of my older videos, you'll see how I nullified alimony because I was married to a fucking cunt. And you know what? Well, why are you even getting in? You're not MGTOW if you're getting involved with Webhead. No. You fuckers, go back and listen to a few videos. Now, mind you, a lot of you have been listening for a while. I got some regulars. Great. You know what? You guys in the comment section can go, you're fucked. I don't think you do. You know what? I appreciate it. A lot of you are good guys. Maybe some of you are living vicariously through me. I get the system stacked. All that stuff. So anybody new listening that may come in and go, this guy is fucked, he's a PUA. No, I'm not a PUA. I'm not telling you how to pick up women. I'm just telling you about my life. Okay? So, there you go. I like Widow. She's a good woman. Am I going to get married? Fuck no. Am I going to cohabitate? Fuck no. I look at my parents. I look at the people when I go to the watering hole that are married and how fucking miserable they are. I will never get married again. Never. At least not with state involvement. Oh, I might have a commitment. But never again. Because it is about living an agile life. Well, that sounds like you're kind of being for you and you alone. No, I care about people, but I just don't want to get intertwined enough to where it's a detriment to me. I'll help out other people. I'm a generous person. But not to the point where it drives me to damn near suicide, ruin, and all that shit, like when I was married. I almost killed myself. Almost got dragged into financial ruin, all that stuff. You still have to live life. If you can have a decent relationship with somebody, go for it. Don't legally entangle yourself with them. You got to do it yourself. In this day and age, anyways. I mean, back in, let's take it back, biblical times, you build a hut, you invite a woman into it, you hope she cleans the hut, all that shit. But these women are self-empowered now. They have it all. You know, they're strong, independent. Let them be strong and independent. That means you don't have to fucking pay for them. You get together and you have a good time. Don't do shit that would entangle you with them. Listen, Widow treats me good. She treats me good. She comes up, rubs my neck, rubs my back, all that shit. But let me tell you, every single other one has. And once they have that solid commitment from you, it's over. It's over. Don't fucking do it. There's your MGTOW rant. Your fucking buddy Tao Gao is MGTOW, man. But you're not MGTOW because you hang around. Fuck you. Fuck you. I enjoy life. And the only way to keep a woman in fucking line is to not marry them and not get deeply involved. Balls deep, good enough. Hold on loosely, but don't let go. 38 special there for you. Anyways, as he takes a drag, yeah, I know, you're not hearing the tick-tock of the clock, because I didn't wind it, so there you go, little silence for you that hate it, but, well, gentlemen, I'm out here living my life, trying to get that fucking car going, because it's an asset. Once it's done, another week and a half, boom, fucking fully functional Death Star. Value through the fucking roof. Just the underneath of that carriage being as clean as it is, the engine in it, the original engine, which I am going to rebuild, working on it, once I get the heads. Well, you know, then you got two fucking engines. I can turn around and sell the fucking engine I bought for the same, if not more, than I bought it for. I don't even want to hear it. Okay? You go through life. You have some ebbs and flows. You gain a little bit. You lose a little bit. Your buddy, if anything, I hope you've learned from me that you try to invest. You invest in yourself. You know, I sit here and I have conversations with Widow, and I can hear some cracking in her voice and stuff. I don't get together with this woman that often. We get together once a week during the weekdays, and we might get together on the weekend. And yeah, there's some boom chicka wah wah in there. There's some dinners and stuff. But I don't want to be around people all fucking time. I want to have my alone time. You're selfish. Yes, I am. I make good money. I ain't ever combining my finances again. If it's sink or swim, it's on me and my skills. I put away money for the future. And money being like shiny objects, some cash, other things. Things that are going to carry me through. But I got to tell you, I don't know. You might say, you're a fucking whiner, Tao Gao. I've had some health issues. Maybe I'll make it another 5 years. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow's the end of me. Who the fuck knows? I tell you what, though. I will do a proper sign-off if I am done. I will say, gentlemen, I'm fucking done. I'm done. But if I don't do that, then your buddy Tao Yao is probably not on this earth anymore. Spiritually. Body will be, but a spirit's off wandering the cosmos somewhere. Anyways, fucking rant. No point to this bullshit. I sit here and I watch some of the news. See, I don't watch TV. I told you guys this. I don't have a TV. I don't have that as a center place. But I will look up items of interest. I do a lot of it on BitChute. I do some of it on YouTube. I look on MGTOW TV. I listen to some of your guys' videos. I make comments and stuff. I only got so much fucking time in the day. Your buddy was on call this weekend. I worked 16 hours over the weekend to help my buddy clear out his shed. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'll wrap this up. So my mechanic buddy, right? You know what he told me? He goes, you know, with all the help that you've given me on my shed, getting that stuff out, making that happen, I'm not going to charge you for working on this. We're going to get this car all done, put together, and I'm not going to charge you a dime. You'll have to buy whatever parts are needed. Labor's free, for the most part, is what he said. He's going to basically do it all. So, let me just say, I spent 4 hours on Friday helping him move 5,000 plus tons of steel to the recycle bin. I went back over there on Sunday, helped him for about 2.5 hours, moving a bunch of shit around in the storage shed he's got. You know what? That's worth it to me, because I like this guy. This guy likes me. We joke around. We have a good time. I consider this guy a good friend. And you know what? It ain't about pinching pennies or I owe you 16 cents. It all kind of equates out. The amount of money that your buddy's saving by putting in those few hours worth of work is a good amount of money. And it builds camaraderie. So, whoop-de-doo. I probably saved, maybe $1,000, $1,500 by just spending about 6-7 hours helping them out. Booyah. There you go. Make friends. Learn skills. Enjoy relationships. Balls deep only with women. Like I said, I like Widow. She's a good woman. Never getting married. I've told her that multiple times. Multiple times. I'm like, you should run, because I ain't getting married and I ain't cohabitating anytime soon. And if we have any kind of relationship, it's a long courtship. Because you know what that 30, 60, 90, 180 days where you see the mask crack eventually on these women and they go fucking psycho? Well, been kind of on off, well, mostly on, seeing this woman getting together for over a year. She's a good woman. There is no mask to crack there. But like I said before, your buddy's ruined these fucking whores before him. My ability to parabond, shot. Done. What do you do? 40 minutes, holy shit. You guys ain't gonna listen to this. And if you do, kudos to you. With that said, you know what? I'm gonna cut it off here. Gentlemen, I wish you the best. I hope you're having a decent life. I hope that you have a good foundation. You know, when you truly start living life, this is, I'm going to tell you something I heard. Live your life, but be open to being a good puzzle piece to fit in, to do good. There you go. That's from me. That's not what I heard. I was going to tell you something a little different, but you know what? You have to live your life. If you have not read Ecclesiastes, I highly recommend crack open the Bible, read Ecclesiastes. Toil, 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 but you die in the end. You can seek your happiness in drink, in women, in money, in all sorts of shit, knowledge. You die in the end. So, enjoy your life, but be in service. Gentlemen, with that said, the hypocrite out, Taugio says, have a great evening. There is an art to going your own way. Peace. 41 minutes. Not quite a record, but pretty close. Cheers.
Now here's the trick, which is one of the main reasons why I wanted you to help
me. Yep.
You watch it, it pop right here. It really sucks.
Why is that? Because it'll work right the first time?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that should never happen.
No.
Yeah, she's freaking clean under here.
It is.
Holy macro.
Okay, so, see that ball I just put? Keep it running.
Yeah. Yep. All right, here goes. Whoops. Good enough.
I can tell this thing.